This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 3 million people in Wisconsin have jobs. That's the most ever. The unemployment rate is just 2.9%. The Department of Workforce Development says conditions are good for workers who are looking for better pay and benefits. A 17-year-old boy is dead after being shot at a Milwaukee Juneteenth celebration last night. A 15-year-old boy was wounded. It happened as an event at a park was wrapping up early because of fights. A 17-year-old is accused of firing several shots into the crowd. He's under arrest. 130,000 people are expected to be living with Alzheimer's in Wisconsin next year. Abby Meisner is with the Alzheimer's Association. She says 40% of cases are linked to risk factors people can control.
Things like having too high of blood pressure or not enough physical activity, lack of exercise, things like that, getting good sleep, all of those things are so important.
New research shows changes can happen in the brain at least 20 years before a person is diagnosed. The Dane County clerk is warning other local election officials about an email he calls an intimidation tactic. The message tells clerks they may be committing election fraud if they send out the newest absentee ballot envelopes. Scott McDonald tells the State Journal it's not true. Thursday is the deadline for clerks to mail absentee ballots for the August primary. Social justice groups want social workers and not the police to respond to some emergency calls. Megan Rogers is with the Nonviolent Peace Force.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue.
The Madison Police Department, for one, has 6 full-time mental health officers and 2 in-house crisis workers. 2 people are dead after 4 vehicles crashed between Horicon and West Bend Wednesday. Dodge County Sheriff's investigators say a 17-year-old driver crossed the center line on Highway 33 and struck a pickup truck, which caused a chain reaction. An 84-year-old man and a 79-year-old woman were pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Over 6,000 pounds of food were donated during the United Weekend Food Sculpture Competition on Tuesday. People also donated over $600 to support local food programs. 7 teams competed in this year's event. Urco Worldwide won the award for the most nutritious with their Mario sculpture. Domtar won most creative and the Community Choice Major League Award with their Bucky Badger theme sculpture. Grace Lutheran Church won the Community Choice Minor League Award with their Ear of Corn sculpture. The other teams who participated included Nakusa Coated Products, ODC, Solaris, West Rock, and a team from McMillan Memorial Library. The food and donations will be distributed to 5 local food programs. The Wenzel Family Plaza Hub City Concert Series will move to their Rain location tonight. You can hear Tedious and Brief at 7 p.m. at the Oak Avenue Community Center in Marshfield. The final layer of blacktop is being laid on LaTondra Avenue and Wisconsin River Drive in Port Edwards. That'll happen between now and Friday, June 28th. The DOT plans to start the Ripple Creek Culvert replacement on Monday, June 24th. Highway 54 and 73 will be closed to all traffic from the Amoco gas station up to 5th Street until Thursday, June 27th. The bike trail will also be closed between Port Edwards and Nakusa for 2 weeks for utility work. 2 young ladies move forward in the Miss Wisconsin competition after the final night of preliminaries yesterday in Oshkosh. Miss Northwoods, Allison Wazinski of Stevens Point, won the Preliminary Talent Award. She sang Don't Rain on My Parade and took home a $500 scholarship. Miss Northern Lights, Mandy Gennard of Beaver Dam, captured the Evening Wear Preliminary Award with a $250 scholarship. Saturday's competition will determine the title of Miss Wisconsin 2024. The Cranberry Blossom Festival is underway in Wisconsin Rapids. Because of the rain forecasted today, the Downtown on Tap group has decided to move the band Barefoot Americans inside Whiskey Rapids Saloon. This means there won't be any face painting or vendors. Saturday's arts, crafts, and vendor fair will happen rain or shine. They'll be set up along West Grand Avenue between the bridge and 3rd Avenue South. The forecast is calling for rain tomorrow, so be sure to bring your umbrella. There is a brat fry happening today through Sunday. The Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club has you covered for breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime this weekend. They're working to raise money for Clay Target League Nationals in Michigan next month. You can head over to 998 Ranger Road, June 21st through the 23rd, from 10 to 5 on Friday, 8 to 6 on Saturday, and 8 to 5 on Sunday. You can help the Trap Team get to Nationals. If you're a farmer who hasn't been able to plant your fields because of the field flooding, there's a free lunch and learn next week. Portage and Wood County Extension Ag agents and the farmers of Mill Creek are holding the event for area farmers who may need more information and to help farmers recoup some of their losses. You can have a free lunch and learn about prevented plant options and alternative emergency forages on Tuesday, June 25th from 11:45 to 1:30. It'll be at Aaron's Event Barn, 3471 County Road C in Stevens Point. For more information, you can call Ken Schrader at 715-346-1318. The Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater announces the cast for their fourth annual Schmeekly Shakes production of The Merry Wives of Windsor. Performances are August 15th through the 18th at Schmeekly Reserve. You can see the full cast list on CWAC's Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose in San Diego. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For a while there, it looked like the Brewers were going to pull one out. In the ninth, down 4-1 in the first, Milwaukee tied the game with Jake Bauer scoring from second and Reese Hoskins at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
And Hoskins turns on one deep into left field, and it is over the head of Azokar. Bauer's is in, and Reese Hoskins with a game-tying double.
But Brewers reliever Yoel Piamps gave up a walk-off home run to Jake Cronenworth with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, and the Padres went on to win 7-6 over the Crew. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We did a lot of great things. Came up clutch there at the clutch time, Hoskins, and it's tough when you don't come out on top.
The four-game series continues through the weekend. Hockey, game six tonight in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Oilers, down 3-2 in the best of seven, will host the Panthers, who failed to clinch at home in Florida on Tuesday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Thinking about going to the movies this weekend? No big blockbusters open, but there are some solid films that have reviewed well that hit theaters. Poor Things alums Yorgos Lanthimos, Willem Dafoe, and Emma Stone team up for Kinds of Kindness, which is pulling a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Bike Riders, starring Tom Hardy, Jodie Comer, and Austin Butler, is a crime drama about a biker gang and pulling an 86 on Rotten Tomatoes. More horror is on the way as well in The Exorcism, starring Russell Crowe. You can pretty much guess what it's about, but it's only netting about a 40% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not great, but probably not enough to deter horror fans. To me, the coolest film that opens this weekend is called Thelma, a story about a 70-year-old woman who gets phone scammed by someone pretending to be her grandson and is out for revenge. It's based on a true story that happened to the director's grandmother. Thelma is pulling a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes. Have fun at the movies. Here's a feel-good story. A family of fourth-degree black belts stopped a sexual assault outside Houston, Texas. The attack took place Tuesday as the family was closing up their dojo for the day and heard screams. They rushed next door and found a man assaulting a woman. The attack was over immediately. The attacker was only a yellow belt. The family subdued the man until police arrived. Nice story. Revenge is a dish best served from the stage if you're Taylor Swift. Scooter Braun, the man responsible for selling Swift's master recordings to a private equity group, got a special send-up from Swift during a recent concert. Entertainment Weekly reports that the 14-time Grammy winner performed a medley of I Forgot You Existed and This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things, two songs written to diss Braun during a recent concert. The entire audience was in on the joke and, along with Swift, literally had the last laugh. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are teaming up again for a new crime thriller called R.I.P. The duo's company, Artists Equity, will produce the film. The project is in the early stages and plot details are being kept on the down low. Artist Equity's first film was Air, which debuted in 2022. Both Affleck and Damon were part of the cast, with Damon as the main character. If you don't include the true star, a shoe. Justin Timberlake was released from police custody in the Hamptons following a drunk driving charge. The incident happened after Timberlake left a party at a friend's house and was pulled over by police. Timberlake was reportedly booked early Tuesday and kept overnight before being released without bail. Police said Timberlake failed to stop, was swerving and slurring his words, basically failing every aspect of the sobriety test. Timberlake says he only had one martini at a time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today. Some heavy rain also possible. Highs near 67. Tonight, showers and storms and a low near 61. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Saturday. Otherwise, raining most of the day with a high near 73. Clearing out on Sunday.
It's 64 at our studios.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.